physical fight, fighting in the flesh. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." John 18:36. When Jesus said his kingdom was not of this world, he was talking about the current world order, its government. When he said it was not from hence, he said so before he had gained the earth as part of the kingdom of God through his death and resurrection. His kingdom was not from where he was at that moment. At that moment, he was the sacrificial lamb, not the risen Lord. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Matthew 28:18. This verse says that he is now King of heaven and earth. His instruction for us to pray that God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven was foundationally fulfilled at his resurrection. The practical setting up of the kingdom of God on earth was to be accomplished by preaching the gospel of the kingdom to every creature, not by fighting. This was for two reasons. God is love, and his kingdom issues from that love. It is established by the new birth, one individual at a time. And number two, his disciples would have been wiped out in just a few days had they physically fought with Rome. Unfortunately, we see that most people do not now, and apparently will never, grasp the implications of the new birth. If we did, there would never need to be a physical fight. We would simply operate in the authority of the Word and power of the Holy Spirit to put down all opposition to the kingdom. However, were it not for spiritually weak Christians being willing to physically fight, Islam would have overrun Europe centuries ago, just like it did Asia Minor and North Africa, with the whole world falling into darkness. Were it not for spiritually weak Christians being willing to physically fight against British rule, there would have been no America. Likewise, were it not for physical fighting by spiritually weak Christians, Hitler would have taken over the world and we would be in darkness today. I believe that the end game spelled out in the book of Revelation is not plan A. It is plan B. Christ gave us the command to take over the world by preaching the gospel of the kingdom, not a watered-down version. That was plan A. Since we corrupted the message, rejected the power of the Holy Spirit, were delinquent in going forth, he has to come back and take over the earth by force. He has force. That's plan B. What is the method of that force? The word of his mouth, the very method that he instructed us to use. As a side note, the millennial kingdom will be a theocracy. Jesus will rule with a rod of iron, by force. At the end of that 1,000-year kingdom, there will be a rebellion against his kingship. It will be put down by force. Conclusion: force is not evil in itself. The purpose of the force determines whether it is good or evil. People who are suffering physically, who are not able to believe for their healing, plan A, need to go to the doctor, plan B. Otherwise, they may never recover and may die. Obviously, believing for healing is preferable to undergoing treatments that may fail or cause other problems, but the objective of health is admirable. So we need to understand that there's the best way to achieve the best results, spirit and power and love and a sound mind, but in many situations in life, we do what is within our limitations to institute and maintain good, if not the best, results. I'm glad that I'm not a Muslim. I'm thankful to be an American. I'm happy that I'm not a Nazi. I rejoice that I am a spirit being with citizenship in heaven. I pray that my heavenly citizenship will manifest abundant life through my American citizenship to the healing of our nation.